Welcome to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Hometown Hardware, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, SignServe, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Here's your radio voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah High School head football coach, Brett Chappell.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, it's the Brett Chappell Show along with head coach Brett Chappell. Again, this is Chad Upton. Pisgah last night getting their second conference victory over what looked like a really solid opponent. They were 6-1 for a reason coming in. I know, coach, they looked like they may have done some things a little bit differently last night, but they were certainly ready to play. And again, the two players that we talked about all night for them, number one and number five, were certainly very efficient. But once again, in the second half, we were able to make those adjustments again, I think, and be able to put ourselves in a good position to win. And not dissimilarly from last night, we got the touchdowns that we needed to get when we needed to get them. And then Jonathan Mahaffey, particularly at the end of the ball game, was really unstoppable, not giving them any more opportunities to even get their offense out there. But it is nice to get that second conference win at this point.
Absolutely. We knew going into the conference how strong our conference is. Every week was going to be tough games. Certainly we saw that last week and saw that again last night. They did just like what everybody does. You're going to get some different looks that you haven't seen. And that's the first time number one's played quarterback probably since the first scrimmage. They've had another kid in there played quarterback. He came in when one went out with a little bit of an injury, number 12. And he's a difference maker, man. He's a really good athlete. Had most of their yards rushing last night and certainly gave number 5 and number 11, those two tall receivers, gave them opportunities to go up and high-point balls, and they did a really good job of that last night.
You were saying that, and again, how many times had he played thus far this season, do you know?
He's played. He's just not been at quarterback. Yeah. I think he had initially been there early on, and they moved him around, played some tailback, and they ended up. That was the first time at any of the films that we had gotten, and we had quite a few films on those guys. And when we saw him going through warm-ups as quarterback and doing some different things with number 5 and putting him as an inside receiver and things like that, we began trying to formulate some plans and ideas if that was the case, or if it was just something that they were trying to booger us with.
Right.
But no, they came out in it, and Coach Rogers and his staff we didn't change anything for that first half, but had to make a really big change at halftime, one that we had not practiced. So I thought he did a really good job with getting that set up, and I thought our kids did a really good job, especially on the fly. That's not something that we had practiced, what we had slid into there in the second half, but we had to give ourselves a chance, doubling up those guys. We went to some bracket covers to try to help out, and we pretty much said that our 5 in the box, which was our 3 linemen and 2 linebackers, we're going to be able to stop your run, and we're going to try to help ourselves out on the back end. And we were able to do that.
You again had to make those adjustments, at halftime. I'm curious. I don't know that I've asked you this before, but obviously with the technology being the way it is, that makes that process a little bit easier. First, it seems to me you've got this limited a little bit more time last night because of homecoming. But you've got this limited amount of time. You've got to be able to diagnose things a little bit, I guess, working with the iPads and the video, make an idea and make a plan, and then communicate it out to the kids and be sure that they understand it. Has that process indeed changed in the last 10 years when you got to do some of those things?
I think probably for Coach Rogers, he would probably tell you, this was something he was formulating in his mind as we were getting ready to go into halftime, looking at how we might be able to make some changes. I got together with his staff as we were meeting with our kids offensively and came back in. It probably was good that we have a little bit of extended halftime last night. Gave us just a little bit more time. And again, I just thought it was a good job by him and his staff, but the kids as well. You're talking about doing something that they had not practiced, trying to put a scheme together to try to stop what was hurting us. And I thought our kids, again, did a really good job. We went from giving up, sitting here looking at stats, we went from giving up 131 passing yards in the first half to 69 in the second half. So we almost cut that in half. just based off that. Now, East Henderson on the other side, you know, almost doubled their rushes. They went from 38 yards rushing in the first half to 73. So, you know, they kind of offset it a little bit too. But, again, I just thought it was a good job. It was something we needed to do, you know, obviously to help us out. And then we needed the offense to pick up the other side of it as well. And I thought we did a good job on that side too.
Going back to that defense, though, in the first half, I remember particularly, and I think I made a note of it at that time, and in the first half, there were a couple of stops that we were able to make. One on a missed field goal after, you know, they had gotten inside the 15. The second time they had it at the 3 or 4 yard line, we were able to back them all the way out, keep them from scoring. And you look back on those kinds of things and can tell that those are difference makers. But your defense, though, you know, having to work on, you know, these new players and try to understand what you were having to go against, they did have two really big stops again in that first half.
Absolutely. Two huge stops. I mean, huge stops. And, you know, I know probably East Henderson looks at missed opportunities and, you know, a chance to win a ball game and get the momentum and things like that. And, you know, you look back at the Brevard game that they had last week. The final was 27-0, but they got down inside the 20 twice last week against Brevard. And didn't come away with any points. So that game was a lot closer than what the score was, just like what ours was. So thought they did a good job, you know, especially in some changes that they made and gave themselves an opportunity, and it certainly gave us a fit last night.
On the other side, we saw, I think, them trying to come after Corey quite a bit. Seems like that, you know, there was, you know, a good bit of pressure at times, but I felt like that pressure was generated by that blitz that they were trying to do. Again, they were trying to, I think, maybe try to find a way to confuse and make things more difficult to him. And we've seen that over the course of the year, but by and large, he handled it well.
I thought he did. You know, I thought he, you know, he ended up having a couple of sacks that he took, you know, not tossing the ball up and, you know, making a bad play there. Obviously, they had one pick, and you know, that was something that, you know, they had game planned and looked at. And sometimes you try to draw a quarterback into a bad situation, and I thought they did a good job. And, you know, we tipped our hat a little bit on formation, and, you know, we've got to go back and change some things as well. And I saw the play kind of taking place and kind of knew what it was. We missed that play earlier and had a drop.
Yeah.
It would have been a big gain.
Yeah.
And we came back to it later on in the game, and they were ready for it and ended up getting the interception on it. But I thought all in all the kids, you know, continued to battle all the way through. We had some adversity, and that's the one thing that our kids have done a good job with is, you know, not hanging their heads and getting right back up on the saddle and going again.
Absolutely. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
First County Hospital in North Carolina. Haywood Regional Medical Center has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist in orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
See in high school football. Obviously, you know, on Thursday we had the situation where we took a lot of rain everywhere. It's natural surfaces over in Henderson County, and I'm sure that they felt like it would be a bad idea to try to play on that with all the rain and the mud that certainly would have been generated. So game moved over our way, and it became a doubleheader for us, and your JV team was able to get out there and get their game in at home prior to the varsity game, which was a neat experience. And I think the other thing to think about along with this is, again, this was a day. Haywood County Schools was their, you know, professional development day for the year, so the kids were out of school. And I know that was something that for a while now we had planned to maybe look at doing a little bit differently and again, think about how we wanted to go about that 24 hours leading up to game time with the day out of school. And you guys certainly did that yesterday.
We did. You know, you always try to teach your kids to learn from their mistakes. And I thought we made quite a few mistakes last year, you know, for this game. It was the exact same game with the exact same, you know, professional development day and out of school. And I don't think we game planned it good enough. You know, for getting the kids up in the morning and getting them in there and doing some things there. And We wanted to do a better job with it and get a little bit better schedule. The kicker was involved in the JVs in it now because of having to miss that game on Thursday and having to pick it up on Friday, so we had to include them into that schedule as well. And I thought that, overall our kids did a really good job with, staying focused on what the job was at hand. Came in and tried to make it as regular as a schedule as we could have. And, JVs went out and got a great win. They moved to 6-0 and 2-0 in the conference. Had some really good stats yesterday. Had a lot of people involved in the scoring. Just looking at the totals just real quick, they had 293 yards of total offense, 14 first downs, and they gave up 86 total yards and 3 first downs. So you saw a really good offense and defense. Some special team stuff. There were some things that we got to work on. We had 4 missed PATs. And as we go down the road, we've got to do a better job of that. Those are going to come back to get us if we're not careful. So we'll certainly stress that this week and try to get those things shored up. But it's a really good win for those JVs. Took a hard loss last night as well. Lost 2 players, and one in each game. Lost Lucas Whitted in the JV game. Ended up breaking the arm. Got the x-rays back on him. And, he'll be out for a while and certainly be thinking about him. I know he's got wrestling coming up as well, so want him to get healed up as soon as he can. He's doing a phenomenal job for us at defensive back this season, really come on and played well for us. So certainly that's a big loss, and lost Houston Connor in the varsity game last night as well. And did get him x-rayed, and there weren't any breaks last night, but we'll have him reevaluated next week, and hopefully we'll get a better idea about where he's at, but probably going to be without him for a while as well.
What was your take on what happened in terms of that play in Houston? There's a lot of traffic inside. I didn't see what happened.
Just in a conversation with him, because we couldn't really see it as clean as maybe what you could up top. He just got kind of caught up in a pile and got rolled up and hit from the side, and knee kind of gave a little bit. So, again, we're starting to think of them and get him reevaluated there next week and see where we're at.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware is your paint and stain headquarters. Now carrying Olympic, PPG, Flood Pro Series, Ready Seal, Cabot, and TWP Wood Stain. Now through October 31st, $2 off any gallon of stain. Hometown Hardware has all of your painting supplies to help your fall painting projects. Come enjoy lunch at Hometown Hardware in Canton. Thursday, October 11th, 11 to 2. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday Night Lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Coach talking about your offense. You did a very similar conversation, I thought, last week in terms of getting the plays that you needed to get in the back half of the game, both in terms of scoring drives and scores as well as, being able to keep the opposing offense off the field. There was a couple of plays that I remember from last night in the second half. Obviously, and we'll get to this when we talk special teams, but East had scored 9 unanswered points to tie the football game. Just after that, Tanner was able to return and score there to, really take some air out of their sails, I think, after they had just a few moments earlier tied the football game. But in terms of fourth quarter plays, Kane again made a brilliant catch down there at the 5. And then after that, again, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, is, when the game needs to be controlled by us offensively, Jonathan Mahaffey continues to give you every bit of himself. And again, he continues, it seems to me, as the game progresses, to get better and better at better until he finally gets to the point where he's really unstoppable at the very end of these games.
Had some really good plays last night. Obviously, the fourth down conversions, Jonathan had a couple as well, especially there late in the game. Had 26 rushes for 136 yards last night and 2 touchdowns. You mentioned Kane's catch. He had 2 first down catches that were really big. The one that was on fourth down was a great catch. He had to actually turn, as he was trying to go up and jump to catch the ball. And, you know, made a really good play on it. You know, it was a, it was unique kind of watching everything kind of unfold. You know, certainly East was not going to go away. Yeah, that was one thing that, you know, we saw about them even in the Brevard game. They just kept coming and kept coming. And, you know, their record has been indicative of it. You know, they've had a good season so far. Obviously, you mentioned Tanner had the one receiving touchdown and, of course, had the huge kickoff return touchdown. And, you know, you mentioned Mahaffey and I mentioned Tanner, both of those kids. Both of those kids were wanting the ball.
Yeah.
And that's what you're wanting to see from your seniors, your playmakers. You know, don't take me out of the game. You know, leave me in the game. Give me the ball, coach. Get it to me the best you can. And, you know, even when we had one of the last series right there on offense, and, you know, Tanner's been playing some tailback for us as well, and you had both of them, him and Mahaffey, both in there, and John was like, don't take me out.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's good to see. You know, it's good to see those kids wanting to be in the game, you know, wanting to make a difference. And certainly they did that last night. You look on the defensive side, and we had two turnovers again. You know, we had two interceptions. Colton had one, and Lane Meese had one as well. And so it was overall a good game, special team-wise as well. Did some really good things on special teams. You know, we were not going to kick it deep to number five on the kickoffs, and I thought Brian did a good job with that. Had some really great covers down there, and you saw some of those or heard some of those names come across the intercom as well as the loudspeakers with making those tackles on special teams, and those are some of those names we're continuing to talk about, and that's Hunter Smith. Ryan Reynolds had a really good hit on the punt team. Had two really good tackles on there. Eric Robinson had a couple good tackles as well, starting to get him back healthy again and back on some special teams, so it was good to have him out there. And, you know, Tanner's big run for the kickoff return was huge. Angel was 3 for 3 on his PATs last night, got a two-point conversion as well with Colton, and it takes those little things to win close games like that. And so that's good to see from our kids.
We talked about Jonathan there on that last drive where you converted a few fourth downs to keep the ball away from them. But I was just as impressed with what you did up front, you know, crashing it down, really creating that wedge with everybody along the front line. Again, we're continuing to see them dominate as it gets in the later portions of the game too.
You know, the thing that I've been really pleased with is we've been able to come away from – you know, not just having to do our spread stuff, but we're able to get under center, able to get heavier up front, and able to get that push when we need it.
Yeah.
And certainly that's good to see when we get in the red zone. You know, we've done a good job of getting points, and, you know, we need to continue with that. Obviously, one of the big plays that happened last night, and I don't know if many people remember it, Five is also the punter. And so we were very, you know, very leery of him faking one, running one. We had seen that earlier on some of the films. And so we left our defense in on one of those fourth downs. We just felt like it may happen, and sure enough, it did.
Yeah.
And two kids that you would have never thought would have had a tackle on that because just that's out in the open field. Merrick Kirkendall and Taryn Brown chasing it down from the backside.
Yeah.
And, you know, got that stop, and we ended up scoring off of that drive as well. So it was just a total team effort last night.
But going back to a couple of individual plays, the first one before we get to our next break. For the second time this season, I have seen a PI called against Zeke where I did not see any body contact at all. What did you see on that pass interference call against him earlier in that game?
You know, as much as they have changed the rule in saying that you can face guard, and Zeke does a really good job with that. Made a phenomenal play on one of the balls, and we didn't get a flag on it. It was a great play, and he put his hands in between 11's hands on one of the receptions and got the ball knocked out.
Right.
It's almost like bang bang calls, and sometimes you know the officials are in a great position to see it. Sometimes they're trailing the play. It's a little bit harder to see. You can't tell if there's much contact or not. I thought there was a push off in the end zone. On one of 11's touchdowns on Keegan Hudson, and then Keegan ended up, you know, getting a penalty because of it, and you know, he and I had to have a conversation coming off the field, but you know, that was a frustrating thing for him. But again, it was a you know, it was a well played ball game all the way around, and you're going to have things that are going to go against you. Can you rebound? Can you go to the next play? And you know, I thought our kids were able to do that.
Defensively, last night we had three or four, maybe even five balls that I thought were pretty clean interceptions. So I think maybe, you know, generating a little bit of confusion in terms of number one last night was important. The only thing that I could see maybe that last night that I know that we'll get better with, we had a few more drops last night than we probably would like to have.
Yeah, we did. You know, those are things that, you know, those are things that are going to happen, unfortunately. We, you know, sometimes you reel off a couple of games and everything goes smooth, and then sometimes you get a couple of games and you have a couple of drops.
Yeah.
You know, I thought we probably dropped a touchdown pass last night.
Yeah.
Dropped a really good pass over the middle as well. And, you know, those are balls that we've just got to catch and secure. But at the same time, you know, we've got to continue to practice them and do the things that you need to do during the week and get to that point. And, you know, again, you're going to have missed opportunities sometimes. And can you bounce back from that and move on from it? And we were able to do that last night. But I want to tell you, that was a very good football team that we played. Number five, probably the best receiver we've seen this year since Greenville. I mean, he had some just outstanding catches, even in blanketed coverage. Just did a really good job. And, you know, they did a good job game planning and getting their stuff together. Coach Heatherly is, he was certainly the right hire for those guys over there.
Did he work for you?
He did not. He was actually at the middle school coaching when I was there and did a good job there at Flat Rock Middle School. And he's from there. And, starting to get those kids to come back out again and starting to see some of those athletes again, you know, coming through the school that some like I had you know, when I was there, and certainly blessed to have been part of that. But it's good to see for that program. It makes it harder on us. You know, it's tough to have a conference as strong as ours is right now, but makes for good football and really enjoy their staff going against them. And, you know, that's important too. You know, as much as you have all of that heat on the field and, you know, getting after each other, it's nice to be able to go across the field and shake hands, and everybody seemed to be okay.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTO.
Are you planning a special event, opening a new business, or updating your current sign? Call SignServe to renew your business image. SignServe offers the highest quality of custom-made signs, from banners, vinyl signs, vehicle lettering, and more. SignServe experienced staff is more than happy to help find the best product and work with you from start to finish. Call SignServe at 828-755-6743. SignServe backs the Bears.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible, all conveniently close to home and in-network with all insurances. As a part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Real quick, I wanted to run through a few scores from last night in 2A in particular. Bandy's a winner over East Lincoln, 35-14. Ash over Wilkes Central, 49-20. South Point beating East Rutherford, 35-24. So East played South Point really well at home. High Brighton beating Drawn, 70-0. Shelby beating RS Central, 55-7 last night. So, again, along when you put that out there, as well as Brevard's win last night over Franklin, 55-7. That was a really interesting score, I think. And I thought Smoky Mountain played well against Hendersonville. I sort of thought that would be the case, too. But one of the things we talked a lot about last night at the end was the fact that, you know, we're sort of running the gauntlet right now. There isn't anybody that's a cakewalk. There isn't anybody that's not going to challenge you or get up for us when we play them. So heading down the stretch here, we've got three big games against some really strong teams.
We do. You know, we talked to the kids last night. You know, once we finished, we're certainly, you know, happy about where we're at. We're, you know, 7-1. We're sitting 2-0 in the conference. Obviously, Brevard, just looking at the two teams that are undefeated in the conference, Brevard's sitting on the other side at 2-0 as well. Hendersonville's got a loss. Obviously, Franklin's got a loss now. You know, East has got two losses. Smoky's got two losses. So you're starting to see everything kind of play itself out. But as far as our schedule goes, I mean, buddy, we got three tough ones in a row. You're going to play against Hendersonville, who's going to bring athletes. You know, obviously, we played them last year. You know, the Inslee that returned a block field goal, he's back. You know, a really good player for him. Really good linebacker and tailback, and Cole McMurray, who had a great game last night. I already watched a little bit of film on them. You know, so it's going to be an exciting game, but we will have to play really well. Then you got to go to Franklin, and then you got to turn around and go to Brevard. So, you know, if we're going to be able to make a run, and we told the kids if we're going to be able to make the run, we've got to be at our best for three straight weeks. You know, we can't shoot ourselves in the foot with penalties. There's some things we got to clean up, and we got to be able to bring it, because these games, these games are no cakewalks, and none of them have been, you know, since we started conference play. But these three coming up will be tested from the start of the game to the end of the game.
Any surprises at this point in the way the conference is shaking out?
Not, you know, once we started being able to see some film on teams as we started going through, I think probably, and I could talk about each one of the three remaining games, you know, the Hendersonville loss at Franklin might have been a little deceiving, but it was at Franklin, always a tough place to play. They lost to Mountain Heritage, one-point game. Mm-hmm. Mountain Heritage has done a great job, had a phenomenal season. Lost to a Burns team by one-point game. So in high-scoring games, I mean, they're in the 50s, 40s and 50s, so you know what they bring. I know Franklin had a big loss last night, but they went to Brevard. I thought they probably played as good as they could have played last night or last week against Hendersonville and went in overtime and won, you know, and was at home. And then Brevard is the one that, you know, we've kind of kept a watch on. They lost to Mountain Heritage the first game of the year.
Right.
But I think probably as I look back on it and conversations I've had, when they scrimmage against Pickens, just like what we did. Scrimmaged them 2 days later on Friday night. They only got one quarter of that scrimmage in. Because of the lightning and stuff, so it got delayed. So when they played Mountain Heritage that first week, that was essentially a scrimmage to them. Right. They hadn't had a chance to go against another team. Still a close ball game, but ever since then, they have been coming on, and look really good. You know, seeing them on film, they've got that height and that length again like they used to. Good athletes out wide, big up front. You're starting to hear those names again in the backfield with Dacia Tears and some of them. Yeah. So, certainly, you know, you can't look past any week, but all three of these teams coming up, you know, create some issues for us, and I think we create some for them as well. But it will have to be at our best to beat them, and JV's included. It's going to be a heck of a game with the JV game against Hendersonville this week as well. Another good program in the JV's may be one of our tougher games. So, you know, the JV's will have to have a good week as well.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday Night Lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student-athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Coach, we were just talking about this at the break, and I wanted to talk a bit more about it if we can for the listeners, because I think it's important. And we hit on this a little bit last night. I'm looking at the 2A rankings right now. Clinton is ranked number 10 in the state in the Max Preps poll. Southwest Onslow is ranked number 5 in this one is the Simmons rankings I'm looking at right there. So number 5 in the state in 2A. Those two teams both have only played 5 games. You know, obviously they're down 3 and 4 games, perhaps in some cases. I read an article yesterday in the Raleigh News and Observer that Wallace Rose Hill has almost potentially lost everything in terms of both their high school and certainly in terms of their football program. They're dealing with all those things, and they've got to try to finish out a season. And again, the question that I had was, there's anything else that could happen in terms of what the state has to do to get these games in before we go into the playoffs?
Right, we haven't heard anything. Obviously, they've made that extended the season 1 week. You know, you may end up trying to see some of those teams trying to get 2 games in a week, which would be, you know, extremely tough. I know obviously they want to get their conference games taken care of. I don't foresee them extending it another week. I think it puts everything back so much further. Your winter sports with your basketball and your wrestling and things like that, and then that goes on into softball and baseball. And so I don't think you're going to see another week extended. Hopefully these teams are able to get them in and you know, get ready to roll into the playoffs. But you know, it's a unique situation. You certainly feel for those schools down there, because that's some dandy schools.
Yeah.
You know, that are trying to get their sports done for their fall seasons. But you know, it's I'm sure the state's going to look at it and try to help them out the best that they can, but it's certainly unfortunate circumstances.
Our airtime next week, 6:30 with the Black Bear Cafe preview, senior night at Pisgah, 7 o'clock our game call against Hendersonville, and we'll be right back here next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.